我们不仅触碰到了地壳，
We not only touched the earth，
打开了地狱之门。
It also opened the gates of hell。
1989年，前苏
Before 1989，
苏联西伯利亚某钻探试验场。
Soviet drilling test site in Siberia。
登钻头前所未有的抵达了14.4公里。
When the drill reached an unprecedented depth of 14.4 kilometers。
深度的时候，一下就穿透了坚硬的岩层。
At this depth, it can penetrate through hard rock layers in one go。
进入了一个本不该在这个深度出现的巨大洞穴。
Entered a huge cave that shouldn't have been at this depth。
这个洞穴里面虽然有空气，但
This cave has air。
但大多是有毒气体。
But most of them are toxic gases。
温度更是显示超过了537摄氏度。
The temperature also reached over 587 degrees Celsius。
一切都太过让人费解。
Everything is so confusing。
项目主任阿扎科夫博士立刻把一个微型麦克风放进了钻孔里。
Dr. Azakov immediately put a miniature microphone into the hole。
随后出现的声音到。
Subsequently, the sound that appeared
导致大部分工作人员被吓得当场辞职。
Caused most of the staff to be scared and killed on the spot。
情况仍在不断恶化。
But the situation is still deteriorating。
剩下的少数人稍后更是看到了终身难忘的景象。
The remaining few were later able to witness a sight that would remain with them for the rest of their lives.
后来，他们把发现的这个洞穴称为地狱之门。
Later, they called the discovered cave hell's gate.
大家好，我
Hello, everyone.
我是老雷。上面这个都市传说啊，大
I'm 老雷 and this is a urban legend.
大家应该不会陌生。
I'm sure everyone knows him.
布拉钻孔地狱之门是
傻猫牛强。
The K-Rar drill hole is a dumb cat.
反话说。
Reinforcement.
但还是只说对了一半。
But I still touched the ground.
因为这个都市传说的第一个版本根本就不是发生在科拉钻孔。
Because the first version of this urban legend didn't actually take place at Crater Lake.
那也就是说另一本
It was also making a lot of noise.
吧顿斯可以吗
The gate of hell is opened.
1945年二战结束后
After World War Roman II in 1945.
盟军开始分头争夺
The Allies began to fight separately.
纳粹留下的遗产
The legacy of Nazism.
黄金、武器和石油都成为了争夺的重点。
Gold weapons and oil have become the focus of competition.
但没有任何资源比纳粹的科研人才更有价值。
But there is no resource more valuable than the scientific talent of the Nazis.
最后
Subsequently,
美国发起了回形针行动。
The United States launched the paperclip campaign.
将1600多名纳粹顶尖科学家
More than 1,600 top Nazi scientists
工程师和技术人员带到了美国
Engineers and technicians were brought to the United States
并为他们安排了合适的政府职位
And he arranged suitable government positions for them
苏联呢也不甘落后
The Soviet Union was also unwilling to lag behind.
搞了个奥索维亚新行动
organized a new Osevia operation.
招募了2500多名科学家
recruited more than 2,500 scientists.
这股顶尖人才突然涌入
this sudden influx of top talent.
也间接开启了一场长达半个世纪的科学竞赛和技术啊
This also indirectly triggered a half-century-long scientific competition in nuclear technology.
自然是武器和能源领域的重点。
The focus is naturally on the fields of weapons and energy.
但最引人注目的竞争当属太空竞赛。
However, a most striking competition is in space.
苏联率先将卫星送入轨道。
The Soviet Union was the first to launch a satellite into orbit.
第一个将物体送上月球。
The first object to be sent to the moon.
首次把人类送入轨道。
The first time humans were sent into orbit.
并完成了第一次太空行走。
And completed the first spacewalk.
美国呢，也取得了一系列的第一。
The United States has also achieved a series of firsts.
其中最重要的就是人类首次登月。
The most important thing is that humans first landed on the moon.
等等。
Really?
这个人类首次登月。
The first human to land on the moon.
现今仍有很多人质疑。
Many people still question today.
这里面也包括我。
好吧。
This also includes me.
无论登月真假。
Whether the moon landing is real or fake.
但是这些成就啊，都推动着两国比以往任何时候都走得更高更远。
However, these achievements have propelled the two countries to greater heights than ever before.
也让他们开始琢磨。
Let them start to think about it.
在新的赛道展开竞争，地心探险。
Compete in a new track, the Earth's exploration.
美国这边的计划叫做莫霍计划。
The plan on the American side is called the MOHO plan.
之所以起这么个名字，
That's why it has this name.
是因为美国和苏联的钻探目标都是要抵达地球的莫霍界面。
Because the drilling goals of both the United States and the Soviet Union were to reach the edge of Earth's atmosphere.
莫霍界面的全称啊是莫霍洛维奇。
The full name of the interface is Mohorovicic.
不连续面。
Non-continuous face.
简单的说，它就是地壳和地幔的分界线。
In simple terms, it's the boundary between the crust and the mantle.
如果把地球比作一个鸡蛋，
If we compare the Earth to an egg,
那莫霍界面就是蛋壳和蛋清之间那层薄薄的交界面。
The interface of the eggshell is the thin layer between the eggshell and the egg white.
我们可以把它看作是一道门，一扇两边不一样的门。
We can see it as two different doors on either side of a door.
科学界之所以知道莫霍界面的存在，也是听出来的。
The scientific community knew about the existence of the wood interface because they heard about it.
二十世纪初。
In the early 20th century,
克罗地亚地震学家安德里亚·莫霍洛维奇在研究地震波的时候，
Croatian seismologist Andrej Mohorovic, while studying seismic waves,
发现当地震波传到地下一定深度的时候，
When seismic waves reach a certain depth underground,
速度会突然加快，
The speed will suddenly increase.
于是莫霍界面才被人知晓。
As a result, the interface was not known to anyone.
但是这个莫霍界面的深度并不是固定不变的。
However, the depth of the Mo interface is not fixed.
它像是一片起伏不平的地下海洋。
It is like a vast, undulating underground ocean.
简单的说，就是山越高。
Simply put, the higher the mountain,
界面越深。
The deeper the interface,
海越浅。
Sea is shallow,
界面越浅。
The interface is more streamlined.
所以美国这边的决定是从海底向下钻探。
Therefore, the decision in America is to drill down from the seabed.
他们选定了太平洋东部。
They chose the Eastern Pacific.
一个名叫瓜达卢佩的小岛。
A small island called Garraplog.
因为这里的海底地壳厚度只有5公里左右。
Because the seabed thickness here is only about 5 kilometers.
相比起陆地动辄几十公里的厚度，
Compared to the hundreds of kilometers thick layers on the land,
这里简直就是一个通往地幔的快速通道。
This is practically a fast track to the mantle.
但是这个看似简单的计划
However, this seemingly simple plan
后来却因为管理不善
Later, due to poor management
始终没有科研突破
There has never been a breakthrough in research
死在了资金中断上
Died in the middle of a financial crisis
而苏联的钻探计划呢就要专注的多了
And the Soviet drilling plan was more focused.
他们选择在克拉半岛搞。
They chose to build the port in the Kara Peninsula.
克拉是一个半岛。
Kara is a peninsula.
位于俄罗斯的极西北端。
Located in the far northwest of Russia.
全境都在北极圈内。
All of them are within the Arctic Circle.
可以直接出入北大西洋。
Directly accessible to the North Atlantic.
这里也是苏联北方舰队的总部所在地。
This is also the headquarters of the Soviet Northern Fleet.
克拉超深钻孔项目
Kara Super Deep Drilling Project.
之所以在这里启动
The reason for starting here.
主要是因为克拉半岛和芬兰的地壳都属于古老的波罗的海地盾。
The main reason is that the Kola Peninsula and Finland are both part of the ancient Baltic Shield.
也被称为芬诺斯堪迪亚地盾。
Also known as the Fennoscandian Shield.
它是地球上最古老。
It is the oldest on Earth.
最稳定的板块之一。
One of the most stable plates.
年龄超过了25亿年。
More than 2.5 billion years old.
在这里开展项目
Conduct the project here.
有助于揭开地球最古老的秘密
Help to reveal the Earth's oldest secrets.
后来的事情啊
Later things happened.
大家也都知道了克拉超深钻孔项目的三号钻孔最终钻到了12262米
Everyone knows that the three main drilling holes of the Kofler Super Deep Borehole Project have finally reached a depth of 12,262 meters.
这个至今仍然是全球最深的垂直钻孔深度。
This remains the deepest vertical borehole in the world to date.
但这只是一个公开的项目。
This is just a public project.
在克拉半岛钻孔计划进行的同时
While drilling operations are underway in the Krishnagodavari Basin
西伯利亚某地也搭起了一座高达20层楼的巨型井架
In a certain area of Siberia there is also a giant scaffolding structure that reaches 20 stories high
开始了无休止的秘密钻探
Started an endless secret excavation
而地狱之门的故事
The story of the gate of hell
其实发生在这里
Actually, this is happening here
1989年年末
Late 1989
一个叫德米特里·阿扎科夫的人跳出来说
A man named Dmitry Azakov jumped out and said
地球深处藏着地狱
There is a hell deep in the earth
真正的地狱货真价实的那种
The real deal.
因为苏联人刚刚在西伯利亚不小心钻到了那里。
Because the Soviets accidentally drilled into it in Siberia.
而自己呢，正是这个项目的负责人。
And he is the project manager.
据阿扎科夫说
According to Azakov,
西伯利亚钻孔项目的进度远高于克拉钻孔项目，在1989年秋天就已经到达了14000米的深度。
The Siberian drilling project has progressed significantly, reaching the depth of 14,000 meters by autumn 1989, which was already ahead of the KLR drilling project.
但当钻头钻到 14.4 公里时
But when the drill reached 14.4 kilometers,
深度的时候
When diving,
诡异的事情发生了，原本非常有规律的机械轰鸣声突然消失了。
Strange things happened. The originally very regular mechanical humming sound suddenly disappeared.
变成了钻头空转的声音。
It became a sound of spinning drills.
伴随着压力的消失。
With the disappearance of stress.
钻头好像突然进入了一个巨大的空腔。
The drill suddenly entered a huge empty space.
当钻头回到地面时。
When the drill returns to the ground.
这个原本不该存在的空腔
This empty wall, which shouldn't have existed,
竟然透过钻孔向外发射着耀眼的红光热得不行
It's emitting a dazzling red light, and it seems like the heat is unbearable.
在这个深度温度
At this depth,
本来应该在65摄氏度左右
The temperature should be around 65 degrees Celsius.
但仪器测出来的温度居然超过了537摄氏度。
However, the temperature measured by the instrument was actually over 537 degrees Celsius.
阿扎科夫博士说
Dr. Azarkov said,
就好像地球中心正燃烧着一把大火一样。
Just like a big fire is burning in the center of the Earth.
这把火也立刻燃起了阿扎科夫的好奇心。
Azarkov immediately felt curious about the fire.
他让人放了一个耐热的微型麦克风到钻孔里去。
He put a heat-resistant miniature microphone into the hole.
尽管这个麦克风专为高温作业设计。
Although this microphone is designed for high-temperature environments.
但它在短短几秒钟后
But in a matter of seconds, he
就因为过热损坏了
because it was damaged due to overheating.
然而这几秒钟就足以让监控室里的科学家们集体陷入死一般的沉寂了。
However, these few seconds were enough to make the scientists in the control room fall into a state of death-like silence.
因为当录音带转动的那一刻
As the tape recorder spun,
扩音器里传出来的不是岩石碎裂的低频声音。
The sound coming from the amplifier is not the low frequency sound of rocks breaking,
而是如同数万人在岩浆中挣扎。
It's like tens of thousands struggling in lava,
所发出的凄厉的嘶吼和惨叫声。
The piercing screams and cries. Someone shouted in a hoarse voice.
这分明就是地狱发出来的声音啊。
This is clearly a voice from hell.
由于现场大部分人认为钻头不慎钻到了地狱。
Because most people on the scene believed that the drill had accidentally drilled into hell.
所以当即有一半以上的人不顾辞退的风险也要回家。
So, half or more of the people were determined to go home regardless of the risk of being fired.
阿扎科夫博士呢也在当晚的钻孔日志上写下了这样一行字。
Dr. Azarkov also wrote the following line on the drilling log that night.
我们不仅触碰到了地壳。
We not only touched the earth.
他打开了地狱之门。
He opened the gate of hell.
而留在现场的人
And those who remained on the scene.
则在后来经历了更大的冲击。
And it experienced even greater shocks later.
晚些时候
Later.
一股灼热的气流突然顺着钻孔喷涌而出。
A hot stream of air suddenly gushed out through the hole.
伴随着刺鼻的硫磺气味
，accompanied by the pungent smell of sulfur.
所有人都看到
，Everyone saw it.
似乎有一个巨大的带着羽翼的阴影
，There seems to be a huge winged shadow.
从洞口升起
，From the cave mouth.
瞬间冲向了高空，消失得无影无踪。
Instantly rushed into the sky, disappearing without a trace.
整个工地顿时陷入混乱。
The entire construction site was thrown into chaos.
紧接着
Immediately after,
大批军人和医务人员赶到了钻孔现场。
A large number of soldiers and medical personnel arrived at the scene.
并给大家服用了某种镇静剂。
And they were given a sedative.
说真的
Seriously?
这故事确实不错。
This story is really good.
有历史，有科学。
History and science.
有恶魔，外加一段冷战。
There are demons plus a cold war.
他几时的回忆应有尽有。
Memories of the past should be complete.
但我感觉哪里不对劲。
I feel something is wrong.
对了。
Right.
有什么证据吗？
Are there any evidence?
你想要什么证据？
What evidence do you want?
比如恶魔的照片。
我没有找到。
For example, I couldn't find a picture of a demon.
只有那段17秒的录音。
Only that 17-second recording.
的确。
Indeed.
西伯利亚地狱之门是包括我在内的很多人最喜欢的都市传说之一。
The Siberian Hell Gate is one of the urban legends that I and many others love.
但是它究竟有多少是真的？最初又出自何处呢？
But how many of them are actually true, and where did they originate from originally?
这个故事最初是由三一广播网发布。
This story was originally published by the 3-1 Broadcasting Network.
紧接着，美国一家名叫《世界新闻周刊》的媒体。
Following that, a media called World News Weekly in the United States.
也绘声绘色地转载了。
Also, the stories are vividly described.
这个科学家发现地狱的故事。
This scientist discovered the story of hell.
于是，一传十，十传百，故事就这样传开了。
So, the story of one passing on to 10, then 10 passing on to 100, just spread like wildfire.
但是有地狱啊。
But there is hell.
魔鬼啊什么的。
Demons and so on.
肯定就会牵扯到宗教。
It will definitely involve religion.
所以。
So.
今日基督教的电台主持人里奇布勒在接到了大量相关来电后。
Today, Christian radio host Rich Miller received a large number of related calls.
就决定追溯源头。
Decided to trace the source.
他先联系了 TBN.
He first contacted TBN.
但对方坚称故事绝对真实。
But the other party actually claimed that the story was absolutely true.
甚至对这位主持人发了誓。TBN
even threatened the host of TBN.
表示
It indicates that
消息来源是一份叫 Amenasastia 的刊物。
Source, a magazine called Amenasastria.
他们称这本刊物为一本广受尊敬的权威科学期刊。
They call this journal a highly respected and authoritative scientific publication.
但事实真是这样吗？
Is this really the case?
不。
No.
它只是一份芬兰地方教会出版的杂志。
It was just a magazine published by a local church in Finland.
或者更确切地说是一本宣传册。
Or more accurately, a brochure.
于是李奇就联系到了他们。
Then Liza contacted them.
对方说这是一名工作人员。
The other person said it was a staff member.
凭借自己之前看到过的一份芬兰报纸的报道。
Based on a report I had seen in a Finnish newspaper.
用记忆写下的故事。
Stories written in memory.
我天哪，用记忆啊。
Oh my god, I don't remember.
这算什么新闻报道啊？
What kind of news report is this?
哎，不对。
No, no.
世界新闻周刊也算个大帮。
World News Weekly is also a big help.
也没经过核实就刊发了吗？
Did you publish it without verifying?
这是我们的又一个记忆误区。
This is another of our memory errors.
听着世界新闻周刊。
Listening to the World News Weekly.
这个名字很大气。
This name is very grand.
很权威。
Very authoritative.
对吧
？Right.
我们来看看一些百科是怎么诠释这家媒体的。
Let's take a look at how some of the media are interpreting these events.
没错。
Correct.
美国都市小报。
American City Gazette.
而且啊，恶名昭彰。
And it is also infamous.
比如木乃伊出土后遭侵犯怀孕。
For example, after the mummy was unearthed, it was raped.
坐怀不乱。
Calm and composed.
白宫女实习生引诱。
White House interns are being targeted.
总统布什失败后。
After President Bush's failure.
被开除，自称民主党指使。
Dismissed as a Democrat.
这些所谓的新闻啊。
These so-called news.
事后都被证明是他们一手炮制的假信息。
It was later proven to be a fabricated story they had created.
而且这些假消息啊，也被咱们国内的某些大报进行了转载。
Moreover, these fake news have also been reposted by some major domestic newspapers.
最终
，Finally,
李奇终于找到了西伯利亚地狱之门。
Like I finally found the gate to hell in Siberia.
这个故事的源头，一家叫《南芬兰日报》的报纸。
The source of this story is a newspaper called South African Daily News.
据刊发这条新闻的编辑说
，According to the editor who published this news,
这条消息来源于一封读者投稿。
This information comes from a letter submitted by a reader.
但刊登这条消息的版面并不需要核实。
However, the page where this news is published does not require verification.
更有趣的是
，More interestingly,
一位名叫奥格的挪威贝尔根大学的老师在加州旅行时
，A Norwegian teacher named Ole from the University of Bergen,
偶然听到了 TBN 的原始报道。
I accidentally heard the original report from TVN.
非常惊讶。
Very surprised.
美国人竟会如此轻信。
Americans are so gullible.
这样缺乏信源的消息。
Lack of credible sources.
于是他做了一个实验。
So he did an experiment.
回到挪威后。
After returning to Norway.
他找来了一篇科普房屋质量的挪威语报纸文章。
He found a Norwegian newspaper article about the quality of housing,
并附上了自己伪造的翻译，寄给了 TBN.
And also attached a forged translation that he had fabricated and sent to TBN.
这就是后来关于恶魔从钻孔涌出这个细节的最初源头。
This is the initial source for the later detail that demons emerged from Sun Wukong.
是的
，Yes，
你没看错
，You didn't see it wrong，
就是有人故意编造的恶作剧
，It's just a prank that someone made up，
只为看 TBN 会不会上当
，Just to see if TBN will fall for it，
结果呢
？What are the results？
他们真上当了 ，TBN，They
were really fooled by TBN，
并没有进行核实
，Not verified。
只是看到了地狱之门
Just saw the gate of hell
这个故事终于有了更多细节
This story has finally gained more details
就刊发了后续报道
Published subsequent reports
后来伴随着时间流逝
Later, with the passage of time
这个故事也被进行了翻新
This story has also been adapted
事发地由西伯利亚的一处不知名矿井来到了知名度更高的俄罗斯西北部的克拉钻井项目。
The incident occurred at an unnamed mine in Siberia, which was later moved to the more well-known Kras drilling project in northwestern Russia.
但不变的是
，But what remains unchanged is
那段17秒的音频总是会被提起。
That 17-second Oreo clip is always brought up.
但很遗憾。
Unfortunately,
那并不是数百万灵魂在地狱中的尖叫声。
That wasn't the scream of millions of souls in hell.
而是一段恐怖电影的 BGM.
It is the BGM of a horror movie.
大多数认为啊，它来自1972年的 B 级恐怖电影《雪男爵》。
Most people think he's from the 1972 B movie The Troll.
所以这个打通地狱之门的故事。
So the story of opening the gate to hell.
现在可以说它就是一个恐怖故事。
Now it can be said that it is a horror story.
连都市传说都算不上。
It's not even a legend.
失望了，没有。
Are you disappointed?
一样是真的吗？
Is it true?
有啊。
Yes.
克拉钻孔项目是真的。
The diamond drilling project is real.
而且这个项目确实有了不少发现。
In addition, this project has also made some discoveries.
1991年苏联解体。
In 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed.
但也正是因为苏联解体，原本极度机密的克拉超声钻孔项目的一小部分数据才得以曝光。
However, it was also because a small part of the formerly highly secret Klar supersonic drilling project data became exposed that this happened.
历史学家们才知道
，Historians have discovered that
原来我们对地球的了解如此之少。
We actually know so little about the Earth.
错误观念又是如此之多。
There are so many misconceptions.
传统观点认为
Traditional views hold that
地壳是像千层饼一样
The crust is like a layered cake.
分层的
Layered
上层是比较轻的
The upper part is lighter.
花岗岩
Granite
下层是更重的
The lower one is heavier.
玄武岩两者之间有一个明显的界限
There is a clear boundary between the two types of basalt.
然而
However,
苏联的发现却是即便钻到了地下12000米的深处
The discovery by the Soviet Union, even after drilling down to a depth of 2000 meters below ground,
预想中的玄武岩层也从来都没有出现过。传统的模型
The expected basalt layers never appeared according to the traditional model.
来猜测
I also guess
地壳深层由于承受着上面数万米岩层的重压应该是一个极度干燥
The deep earth due to the immense pressure from the overlying millions of layers should be extremely dry.
而且严丝合缝的死寂之地
and a perfectly seamless desolate land
但事实却不是这样
but the reality is not like that
苏联的钻头上带回了水和矿化流体
the Soviets brought water and mineral fluids back from their drills
这意味着所谓莫霍界面的附近并不是被压得死死的
This means that the so-called no-interface area is not completely enclosed.
而是一个存在着物质循环的地层。
And it is a layer that exists with material cycles.
甚至是能够传导化学热能的活跃层。
Even active layers that can conduct chemical heat.
最让人震惊的是
The most shocking thing is,
当钻头钻到6700米至7000米的岩层时
，When the drill reaches the rock layers from 6,700 to 7,000 meters deep，
他发现了24种史前的单细胞生物化石。
He discovered 24 fossilized specimens of prehistoric single-celled organisms。
这意味着地壳里可能并不是我们想象的。
This means that the Earth's crust may not be as we imagined.
只有无机的石头，里面
only in the inorganic stone.
实际上是一个巨大的生命容器。
In reality, it is a huge life container.
1994年。俄罗斯政府正式取消了克拉超声钻孔项目，科研人员有一块沉重的焊铁。
The Russian government has officially cancelled the Klyushevayer deep drilling project. A scientist used a heavy welding torch.
把那口深不见底的钻孔给焊死了。
Weld that deep hole shut.
并永久关闭了钻井台。
And permanently shut down the drilling platform.
至于项目更多的详细资料和科研成果
As for more detailed information and research results of the project,
至今也没有被解密
It has not been deciphered yet.
也许里面真的包含着某些颠覆性的线索吧
Maybe there are some subversive clues hidden inside.
那么好
Okay.
今天的故事就分享到这儿
The story for today is over.
如果觉得今天的故事有意思
If you find today's story interesting,
或者咱们这个频道还不错
Or is this channel of ours not bad?
就点下关注吧
Please follow me.
谢谢大家
Thank you everyone.
咱们下期视频再见
See you in the next video.
最后多比说
这么干
Finally, Dumai said so.
大家怀疑邓月是假的。
Everyone suspected that the month was fake.
也不是完全没道理。
It's not entirely unreasonable.